From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Cherish the Blue. The band members have known each other for many years, and yet nobody has been able to define a genre for their music, which includes bits of bluegrass, folk, jazz, Irish, and maritime elements. Combine them all and you have Cherish the Blue. Stay tuned for their music and their stories right here on Red Barn Radio.
I've heard talk of a life-sustaining river surfacing from deep within. This weary soul was once content to slake that hunger, earthy things and sometimes even sin. Was at the well wondering how the man beside me know the things he did about my life. Thirst was there but was hidden deep inside me, dryness of death was running rife.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 439th performance. We're coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the beautiful city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents An Evening with Cherish the Blue, an experimental folk band from here in the heart of the bluegrass. The band is comprised of five members: Robbie Bryan on double bass, Barry Stendelson on banjo, Micah Jones on guitar, Kendra Bryan on accordion and vocals, and David Stendelson on mandolin. Please welcome to Red Barn Radio, Cherish the Blue.
The sun's coming out,
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with Cherish the Blue. Here's Donald.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio, everybody. We'll talk a little bit about the ever-present origin stories of how Cherish the Blue came about, and then we'll talk a little bit about each of you and your past to the stage. Kendra, we'll start with you. Put you on the spot first.
Story.
Yeah.
Well, like you said in our bio, we've all known each other for a while. Robbie and David have known each other since they were three. That goes back a little ways.
Kendra Bryan.
And then we've all played together different instruments, but then we bought these instruments and we were like, hey, this would be kind of fun. So then I wrote a song with the accordion for once. David had an art show coming up. I was like, hey, I wrote this song and we played it, just the three of us. He was like, you know what, we should do this at my art show. So we did it, and afterwards people were like, oh, can we have your card? What's your band name? And we were like, we don't know, we're not a band. Then we were like, I guess we should be a band, because we liked it so much. When the bedrock falls, but we don't fall through. When the currents turn, but we don't turn too. When they see me, they should see you. In the darkest night, in the darkest night. Oh, we are the torchbearers. We don't give in when we're brought down low, but we hold our chins when despair fights, but it doesn't win. In the darkest night, in the darkest night. Oh, we are the torchbearers. We bring the light. We are the torchbearers, shining in the night, shining. Shining in the night, shining in the night, oh, shining in the night, shining in the night, oh, we are the torchbearers, we bring the light, we are the torchbearers, shining in the night, shining in the night, oh, shining in the night, shining in the night.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Cherish the Blue. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Well, then, of course, with band names, the process is a little different for everybody. So tell us a little bit about the jigsaw puzzle that became the name.
We took a few weeks to try and come up with something that we all liked, obviously. We tried to rearrange our initials, but it's kind of hard with no vowels. Then after that, we just wrote down all the words that we thought were cool or that we liked, like ocean and blue, and put them in a hat, and we drew them out and put them together to see if anything cool came out of it, which I don't think it did.
It took a really long time. A really long time.
We definitely worked on our names, so.
I had a lot of really good ideas, but they were all just rejected.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that didn't happen, but okay.
It happened.
So we came up with Cherish the Blue and we liked it, so it stuck. It was kind of something we threw out, and then the more, I think it was like a couple of weeks, we decided we keep coming back to that one, and we really like the color blue, so it went with that.
Caught up in my first love, what we had was enough. Younger days of pleasure filled my heart in measure. Solitary meetings took some time to recognize the flames of fire in your eyes. Oh, 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 chips are down, I won't hesitate. I'm all in, don't care the score. I just can't hold out anymore. Once again, I'm returning to my origins. When I cherish you, I realize all I need is this first love. All I need is this first love.
Probably appreciate the blue. Can't promise they cherish it, but they should, right? And one more thing before I let you off the hook. So everybody else is coming from Central Kentucky except for you,
yeah.
Right? And you're coming from my home state of Texas.
Oh.
So where in Texas are you from?
I'll say the Dallas area, because nobody probably knows the name of my town, but...
Try it.
Coppell? Coppell, Texas?
You got me on that. I have family in Richardson, but...
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Coppell, Texas, if you're listening. And if you're not, then you'll never hear this. We were talking earlier some left brain situations. I wanted to talk to David about what do you do outside of music that is actually like a big part of your life?
A big part of my life is painting. It's pretty much my entire life.
David Stenelson.
What about this?
Well, I do this too. They put me in the band. And I don't know anything about music either. It tastes like pancakes, though. That's pretty dope.
That's what keeps bringing me back to music is the pancakes.
Pancakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
So tell us a little bit about what kind of art you do and, you know, how it does kind of relate.
Yeah, it's probably best not to get into the art. It's weird. But what you're saying, the mandolin was always like something I would just play on the side when I was taking a break from a painting because you have to have sober eyes. Or else your eyes start to play tricks on you when you're observing things. So I would just pick it up and piddle around and then show up at their house and piddle around and still don't do anything, I just piddle around and then I paint.
in my mouth, blood on my hands, a hard leather soul that comes in a man, cold iron surrounding my heart. The stripes that I made shone fresh on your face, I'm still in the mud where I'm pleading my case. What could this man have to offer?
From Desmond County, you have the privilege of being in the R.J. Corman area and your love of trains. So two parts. We'll talk about trains first and then how they got you off of the guitar to hold that five-string device.
Barry Stenelson.
Well, I don't know. I've always loved music from as small as I can remember, and I've always loved trains. I've always had model trains, and I kind of got tagged with being a train man in this group, which I enjoy that. I just think I'm normal, but they think I'm abnormal about trains. But when I was growing up, I really loved music, and I especially loved guitar. And when I first started playing with a group, I thought that's probably what I'd be playing, but apparently not. They were looking for a little different sound, so they kind of tried me on banjo, and I used to play in bands when I was younger, and I always played lead guitar. That was my instrument. I'd never played banjo in a group before, but I thoroughly enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, so I'm having a ball. And I feel young being around them, so.
Nice.
Death, it had its grip on me. Blind I was, but now I see. Lies, it brought me to my knees. But your love has set me free. Oh, your love has set me free. Death, it had its grip on me. Alive in Christ, not in the ground.
info, you are a mini hat wearer for the band. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what else you do other than carry the biggest stick of an instrument.
Robbie Bryan.
I attempt to run sound for us, which is kind of a big job sometimes. I do all that for every live show. I set everything up and do sound checks, and sometimes it takes a long time, but I get it done. I take care of our money kind of a little bit. I don't really know what else I do. I built our website.
That's pretty much all of it.
I don't know what else I did. I just built a website.
Just all of it.
I'm not sure what else. So yeah, I put together a little website for us, and that's all I can recall right now.
Last but not least, Micah, you play with your hands and your feet.
Yes, there's a learning curve to it for sure.
Micah Jones.
I started out, you know, it's all brand new music because she's writing all of it, and it's all brand new instruments, so it's already very new. But when I tried to start adding the kick drum, it was like that extra element. I think the difficulty was not how to play it. Obviously, it's pretty easy, but just the fact that it's another thing to add and another thing to think about all the time. And so all that new stuff all at once definitely was a learning curve. But after some time, I've gotten it down. And it's one of those things, just like anything in music, where at first you really have to think about it, and then eventually it just becomes second nature. And I don't really even think. I think about when I start playing it, but after that, it just goes. My leg just goes on its own.
It's kind of an extension.
Takes care of itself. So, yeah.
Nice. Some of you all have known each other since basically y'all were, you know, not able to ride the rides at the amusement park. Throw out a story about back in the day before the blue was being cherished.
He made me be his friend. I couldn't stand him.
It seems like we make you do everything.
I know, they put me to work, I wash their dishes, but they do let me piddle around. But just forced me to be his friend.
Who wouldn't want to be friends with that kid?
Yeah, I know.
They're both only children, so...
We're both spoiled. So we had that in common, I guess.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Cherish the Blue, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back.
It's you who makes it a
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Cherish the Blue, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky.
You alone are my only home. You are my only. You alone are my only home. You alone, you are my home. You alone are my only home. You are my only home. One, two, ready, go!
Blotting out my words.
sinking down into my bones. I'm in the clutches, I'm in the clutches, deep in the clutches of the vilest, blackest one you'll ever know. I'm in the clutches, I'm in the clutches, deep in the clutches.
Song leader and everybody pitches in, or do people kind of bring in their own song ideas and then you cultivate them?
For instrumentals, for sure, David has a whole symphony going on in his head.
Well, yeah, I try to bring ideas, but they just boot me
out. No, okay. The other songs, I basically lay down a backbone of like how I think it goes with chords and lyrics, and then I'm like, okay, guys, let's make this a folk song, or like let's put a spin on it, because I write it on like an iPad, a keyboard. Some of these songs I wrote on ukulele. Sometimes I use an accordion. So then we try to like put our spin on it, and everybody contributes to like which part goes where and what we're gonna do here and that kind of stuff. So basically it's like fleshing out the backbone. And we have two other songs I'm pretty excited about in the works, so.
Nice.
I mean, some shows kind of get our unfinished. Like, we just want to play it for somebody to see their reaction, mm-hmm. you know, see if everybody likes it. And
you've got songs that go back as far as, you know, David and Robbie playing Water Wars when they're like three, you know, so some of those songs come out as new songs, you know, even though they're not so new to you.
For this group, there is one, Winter Is Over, I actually wrote a while back on a back of some piece of paper, and then I found it again and I was like, we should try this song. But all these other ones we've written since we came together in like March or February. So I've chased all the world, closed every door, those things I
Just joined us, we're with Cherish the Blue on Red Barn Radio.
Robbie, you get to be the guinea pig on a lot of these songs, being in your other hats in this group.
I do get to be the guinea pig, and I'm actually apparently really negative.
He's a pessimist.
Every time she plays it on the piano, I'm like, I don't know if that's going to work. I like the melody and I like the lyrics, but I just don't know if it'll work with us. And then we play it once and it totally works fine. I'm like,
I think you do that on every song, honestly.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just like pessimistic.
He's always putting his bass up and getting a drink of water. Every rehearsal, we're like, where are you going? He's just getting older by the minute.
People getting water and on trains. Like, how can you ever get these songs together?
Well, the three of us are always in the room.
We're always up for it. But he's always just either rosin in his bow or water, one of the two.
I'm not going to let you off the hook quite yet, Kendra. You have to tell us about your amazing instruments.
Well, I did mention I have seen a photo of Weird Al Yankovic with this exact looking accordion. So that's pretty cool. But this one, I didn't know how lucky I got at the time to get this instrument because I didn't know anything about accordions. I just knew it would be cool to have one. Ravi found one on Craigslist. Apparently, it's really rare to find one that works and is nice. We met the couple that was selling it in a Walmart parking lot, and she was a retired music instructor, and she got this in 1950 when she was 9, So I don't know how she lifted this. As a 9-year-old, it's pretty heavy. She gave me like a lesson in the parking lot, like, these buttons are here and your hand goes here. But I found out later, like, there's no accordion dealers or like any of that in Kentucky at all. So like, or repairs, or nobody does that stuff at all. So we were like so lucky to find this one. That I did research it afterwards, and they accordions get better with age if they're treated properly, kind of like, I guess guitars do too, right? So this one aged very nicely. So it's a lot nicer than if I had just bought like a brand new like plastic or something. So we got really lucky. This song is called If I Had Known I Was a King. And this is the one that gets all the kids dancing. So sadly, there are no little children here. And it was actually written from a sentence that I heard. And he was referencing the thief on the cross when he gets to heaven, and he says, he imagines that the thief says, if I had known I was a king, I never would have lived as a thief.
Despair on a hill, death was looming nearby. Sentenced by my sin, I knew that I deserved to die. We were side by side when he looked in my eyes. Fear not, said the one, today we will be in paradise.
Basically a band of two brains per person being able to do like multiple things. And for those that play music, I mean, you have to understand how difficult it is, even though you all might make it seem easy. It's not that easy. So tell us how you make it easy.
I don't make it easy. when we learn a song, I just like try to play even if it's really crappy, and then it gets better over time, and then I don't have to think about it. But each song is definitely new, especially if I'm going to sing.
Barry, you've been influenced by Chet Atkins. So with you playing banjo now, Barry, how has that kind of influence come into the banjo when you did play, you know, back in your 20s, you were playing in bands with primarily guitar.
For the first 4 years I was playing guitar, I thought Chet was doing everything with a flat pick, and I thought the man is crazy. How can he do that? Till I finally realized what he was doing. And then I took up banjo when I was about 18 years old, and it was a natural thing. It was just a natural evolution because the roles, Chet did a lot of roles, banjo roles, and I was already used to those, so the banjo was really easy for me to pick up from what I had learned on guitar.
Black River Halling, and a halling is a type of Norwegian dance, and me and my padre are Norwegian. That's where the name Stenelson comes from. And this is not a halling, actually. I just slapped that on there because we're Norwegian. And it's entirely irrelevant.
But the dance is pretty cool.
Well, the dance is not cool. You dip. You got to squat and dip and then touch your shoulders and then slightly rotate simultaneously. So, I mean, I'm not going to demonstrate, but you all can easily come up here and demonstrate. So I expect you all to dance a little bit. There's plenty of open floor.
It's a dancing song, but...
It is a dancing song. Little kids like to dance to it, too.
I'd like to thank our guests, Barry, Micah, Kendra, David, and Robbie of Cherish the Blue for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those of you all listening to us on our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Special thanks to Marco's Pizza for providing the meal to the artists and crew. We greatly appreciate their support of Red Barn Radio. And, of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank you all for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald, your host of Red Barn Radio, and until we meet again, keep it spinning. Thanks, everybody. We've got an encore with the great and multi-brained Cherish the Blue.
To the hollow side, last one there, to the
your breath in me brought me back to life, brought me back to life, brought me back to life.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Barry, Micah, Kendra, David, and Robbie, Cherish the Blue, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Marco's Authentic Italian Pizza for providing food this week for our volunteers and musicians. For more information, they're on the web at marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.